Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lakin. How may I help you today?
Yes, my name is Jesse Wallace. I just woke up, and you guys had took $49.67 out of my account today.
All right, let me get it pulled up for you. What's your zip code?
61401.
First and last name?
Jesse Wallace.
What's your phone number?
708-551-6254.
Have you signed up for any products online?
No, I didn't. I just woke up.
Oh, okay. Let me see. No, that's not you. You said your first name is Jesse?
Yes.
Yeah, how much is the charge for?
Let me see.
Trying to see.
49.67.
Yeah, I don't see a charge for $49 here. We do have some products that we sell, but the full retail price, none of those are showing 49. We have some for 29, and then it starts up to 89 on up to $90. I'm trying to see.
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to tell you. So you haven't said. Well, one thing that we have here is like diet pills, male enhancement, facial products. If you signed up for anything like that?
Never. I just woke up. This transaction happened today.
Oh, you're saying that it just showed up on your account when you were sleeping. You just woke up and checked it.
Yeah.
The only other thing that I can do is, as of now, is showing that it's saying there are no results. But the only other thing we could do is put the card in they billed you on and see if that pulls you up. Otherwise, if you didn't sign up for anything, you probably just need to call your bank and let them know that you didn't sign up for this. And so they can take care of that for you. Because like you said, if you don't know the number or if you didn't sign up, it's probably going to be hard for you to locate what you're being billed for. Have you received any products through the mail?
No.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Because a lot of times you get the product, they'll have a 1-800 number on the back. But like you said, you haven't gotten anything.
I'm pretty sure they didn't use my address to send nothing. They had to use their address. I don't even know whoever.
They don't do that. Sometimes what they do is when they hack you, they put your information in and just run it to see if the transaction is going to go through. Like if you got money on your card. Then once it goes through, then they'll try to put their address, put your card to try to get something delivered to them. That's usually how it works.
Right. Yeah, I don't know nothing about facial and whatever the U.S. is. I don't know nothing about that.
You said you don't know about what is it? What does it say on there?
The
products that we have. Yeah, the number you're calling, yeah, it's just for diet pills, male enhancement. We have facial products. I mean, we sell a whole lot of different. We have earbuds. We have fitness watches. I mean, yeah, we sell a lot of different products. But
yeah,
and like you said, if you didn't sign up, then you wouldn't know.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, like I said, if you want to try your card number, that's the last option.
Okay.
You
ready?
Yeah, you just give me the first six and then the last four.
Okay. 43, 42, 56, 70, 04, 18, 94, 83.
Okay, 94, 83. Give me 1 second. All right, let's see if this will pull up something for me. It pulled up somebody, I don't know, they said, well, this is showing under Virginia Cork. Let's see. This is somebody else's account. They've already handled this. No, that's not you. This is somebody else's account. They've already had this handled. So I don't know. That's that person pulled up, but that's not you.
Yeah, no, that's not me.
Yeah, that wouldn't be you. They'd be all just probably have the similarities on the car, but probably I'm sure something else might be different. But yeah, so this is what you're going to do then. Call your bank, or just your credit card or your bank. Call them, let them know you have not signed up for anything. You don't have any product. You just woke up to a charge of $49. You don't know what it is. You have not, you know, you haven't signed up for anything. And the number that, you called on the bill, that they're saying that there's no account for you. So I would just do it with them. And then, like I said, because, I mean, if you don't have anything, I mean, you don't know what it is. So, I mean, what are you? That's the best option. Because nobody else has your credit card information besides you.
Right. And I got my card on me, so.
Do you order things online from people, from like Amazon or things like that?
No, well, I did, but that was like two. But you know what? This card on my Amazon account though. It's a different card on my Amazon account.
Oh, so you do have an Amazon account, but you're saying you don't have that card on there.
Yeah, I don't have this card on that account.
Oh, yeah, I was about to say, because those Amazon accounts, people, they hack Amazon all the time. And that's how they get most people's information. Well, somehow somebody got your information. I don't know if it was through you. They can get it through your email. Companies that you purchase things with, if they hack them, they can get it. Or if you purchase online, even if you pay your bills. I mean, you know, you just don't know people. People will get your information, you know, and they'll use it. I mean, even, you know, because you got to think, you don't really know these people when you're paying your bills over the phone, you know, giving them your credit card. You don't know if they're writing this stuff down or not.
Right.
Yeah, so I would be careful with that. But, yeah, just call your bank, just distribute it with them. Because, like you said, if you haven't signed up and you were asleep and then all of a sudden you woke up to a charge, then, yeah, that's something that somebody else has did to your account.
Okay. I'm going to call them now. Yeah.
I was about to say, yeah, go ahead. Yeah, you're right. Because if you don't have anything to go off of, it's going to be kind of hard for you. Like I said, you don't have anything. So how are you going to cancel something that you don't even know what it is?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm going to get him a call right now, though.
Yeah, just go ahead, do that, because make sure just tell them to block anything, like just say whatever that charge, because it'll be like a certain merchant that billed you. Tell them don't let anything else come through, you know, and I'm sure you probably want to get another card and I'll probably just dispute the charge with them. That's what I would do.
Dang. See, Wells Fargo kind of fucked me to be getting a new card. I hope they don't tell me that.
No. You don't have to get a new card. I'm just saying, you know, most people, they'll say, oh, my God, you know, I got to get a new card. No, that's what most people, but I was about to say, as long as they, if you want them to dispute it and still keep the same card, if that's the only charge you have, then I would just do that, too, as long as nothing else is showing up on it.
Yeah, that was it was two transactions today. Somebody else, I just got off the phone with them, and they found it, and they were like, okay, yeah, we finna, your money will be back on that 7 to 10 business days, something like that. I don't even know what that was. But yeah, I'm gonna call them now though.
I was gonna say, yeah, just go ahead and call them and do that, yeah, and go ahead and get that taken care of for it. If they mention cancel, if you don't want to cancel, say no, you know, I want to cancel, like you said, because you'll probably have to wait 10 days and you don't want to do that, so.
Yeah,
you have to wait on your card.
I swear. All right. Have a nice one.
All right. You too. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day as well.
Okay.